When bits hit the fan, I'll be your man.
James, just stop.
This is When Bits Hit the Fan, where we keep an eye on tech news so you don't have to. Each time a news story breaks, I, Taylor Littlejohn, and James Schuler translate the facts and show you how it impacts your business. So if you feel like your life is inundated with tech stories, let us guide you through When Bits Hit the Fan.
In IT, as a sales manager, I thrive. With ransomware, I'm always alive. I love to protect with all my might and keep data safe both day and night. Cybersecurity, my love will never subside.
Oh no. James, is this some therapy session we're going through?
No, Taylor, for real, I've got a lot more. So this Valentine's Day, I want you to know that I love IT and I'll never let go. Together, we'll navigate through this digital world and stay protected from all the dangers unfurled. And I promise you, Taylor, I got them for days. I haven't written a single poem, though, in my life.
This has got to stop, truly.
This has got to stop.
Truly, truly. All right, so that's a good segue into today's topic of ChatGPT. The primary talk of the town is ChatGPT, or Generative Pre-trained Transformer 3, developed by OpenAI. It's a large language model and is trained on massive amounts of text data, is capable of answering questions, generating text, even conversing with people in a human-like manner. We did test that out and asked it for a joke to sound like Kevin Hart. It was okay. It was okay. They do require each user to have a login, which we kind of got stuck in the middle of. I went to join and the server, the website was way too highly trafficked. So I had to wait just a little bit for that. But once I got in, it was fun to play around with. James, have you been able to jump on and see what ChatGPT is about?
Yeah, in fact, I'm not even putting any effort to this Valentine's Day. I've had ChatGPT write a love poem for my wife, so I don't even have to think about it.
That brings up a good point. Are we is now the time when AI is just taking over our jobs, our lives?
We've been worried are we about done? Robots taking our jobs forever, but no, I don't think this is a sign of that. However, it is amazing what this can produce. You listed off a couple of fun things that we tried on ChatGPT together. You didn't talk about the website. I thought that was one of the coolest.
Yeah.
We prompted it to build a website with HTML code. For an e-commerce site for makeup, right? And it created a company called Makeup Heaven. Is that right?
Sounds right.
And it created four products and a code for a website. We copied and pasted that in and it generated a website material. It was pretty incredible that it could pull that off. But I don't think we're at the point where we can say that that's going to get rid of, you know, web developers or that poets are now a thing of the past. It's in the news though, like you said. So I think we all find it important right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it sort of brings up a deeper conversation. I mean, AI is not new to us. It's not new to the world that we live in, but its dichotomy with how it works with humans is something that we're trying to figure out. I know, and I hate to bring up the election year again as we're approaching one, but during the election year, the deep fakes thing was a big talk of the town and how that was playing with social media. And was it true? Was it not true?
That's a good point. You have two different technologies that are kind of emerging over themselves. One, that you can make somebody look different or like somebody important. You can make them now sound different or important. So for those that are just hearing this term for the first time, this program, you can prompt it to say, write me a speech sounding like Donald Trump or sounding like Joe Biden. And it'll speak as if that's pulling from their history. And it really is. It's actually finding information on the internet, essentially plagiarizing it and giving it back to you. So you wouldn't be able to necessarily take it and say, write me a book report on, you know, George Washington, pull it and copy and paste it and submit it. But you could do that as like a template to have a starting point. and then leverage it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that poem was directly from there, just saying that I'm a sales leader in IT cybersecurity, and I wanted the program to write a poem about it. Well, a love poem, admittedly, for Valentine's Day.
I want to take this. It was beautifully written. I would love to be able to tell ChatGPT that its thoughts and feelings were of deep emotion.
All right, but ChatGPT, like, do we even know why it's hitting the news? What are the articles even saying about it? Why is it a topic?
Well, Microsoft is trying to incorporate this into their search engine Bing and to compete with other big tech giants who are also implementing AI products into their search.
Right. There's a bit of an arms race going on. You'll have one come out with something new on how it's going to improve how files are indexed within the internet. Then another one will copy it and try to come up with something innovative to differentiate it. For a decade, it feels like no one can compete with Google. You remember growing up, Ask Jeeves?
I love Ask Jeeves. One of my favorite all-time browsers.
There have been many come and go, right? The search engine isn't necessarily just been Google, but as far as recent memory goes, Google's the standard. Well, Bing is now coming out with ChatGPT behind it. And that program is supposed to revolutionize how searches go on the internet. They're calling that, you mentioned this is 3, that will be, they think that'll be GPT-4, but Microsoft's being really hush about it. Either they created their own or they're leveraging 4 inside of Bing. So news will come more on it, I'm sure, as more gets released. But in the recent, like last week, Microsoft announced that it'll leverage fields using AI in the exact same way that ChatGPT works. And it revolutionizes it in the way that they say no one else has. So we assume it's 4, but just an assumption for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one more like path I want to take down this conversation is how do we involve our kids and like people coming up behind us? Like they have access to so much more than we ever did, definitely. But what does this look like? How is it going to play out?
Well, it's not. That's how do we even regulate? That's not hard to look at. So the younger generation coming up, if this works successfully, they won't say, "Hey, Google that." They'll say, "Hey, Bing that." That's the difference.
Dang. They've got some ground
Bing.
To catch up on.
No, Bing, not dang.
Bing. Oh, Bing.
So, yeah. So searches are going to wind up being far more thorough. Our ability to change our language or improve our starting point when we need to do new work may become a lot easier. And if AI can help enhance me be quicker on turning a blank page into something of high quality, then I think I'm excited about it impacting my job.
That's where I stand too. I'm having fun with it. I know my limitations and definitely kickstarts some conversations that I'm having and definitely some web pages or whatever else I'm trying to build in the marketing department, which is better than nothing, to be honest, starting from zero.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Starting from zero can be really tough. I think everybody looks at the job and says, if only I had a blank slate to work with, it'd be so nice. That's a really hard thing to work off of. And so as long as that can give us the beginning of it, there's so many other apps out there though, that are leveraging something like this, just not the written words. So like we talked about shaping somebody's face, maybe a filter. There's all sorts of things that we can do leveraging AI to help make the experience fun as well. So on the marketing front, who knows what this does? It could be a lot. There's a whole lot of different reasons why it's good. And I don't see too many on why it's bad.
Welcome back to When Bits Hit the Fan. Today, we are talking about ChatGPT. I feel like it has exploded. It's not new technology, but something interesting. We're kind of debating that over here at Center. I want to bring on Emily Kirk today. Emily is joining us. She's our creative writer and has a little bit of experience working with ChatGPT. New to Center, but not new to writing and some of this playing around with AI. ChatGPT has sort of blown my mind. Emily, what do you think so far?
Yeah, it's kind of the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. My very first response whenever I was looking at it was, well, I think I'm out of a job because it's literally providing anything and every sort of content that you could possibly need. I mean, I saw that you can do like HTML code. So you can basically build a website through ChatGPT. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, for someone that knows minimally about code, that would be extremely helpful. Have you been able to play around anymore? Like, have you had some fun with this tool?
Oh, yeah. we've been having it write poems. We had it write emails and stuff. We had it write a Chris D'Elia joke, which was not fantastic, but I mean, it made me giggle. I thought it was funny, but I mean, at this point, I'm really not entirely sure there isn't any sort of content it can't produce. I mean, outside speaking what it produces or pictures. I don't know though. Like maybe I wonder if we did put it in there, can you like create a picture? I might have to find out that and then get back to y'all.
I was wondering too, AI is not something new to us. We've been talking about AI. We've been exploring different tools that have kind of come and gone, especially in the content world. The game has sort of changed, but I almost feel like, you know, when they were like talking about robots coming and taking over manufacturing jobs and tech jobs and whatever else. It seems like it's a little like we're behind almost. Like we're just now releasing bits and pieces. There's not a one size fits all puzzle to how this is going to like infiltrate our day to day.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like you said, this isn't really something that we haven't seen before, but I think we're seeing strides in a place that's kind of uncomfy though, you know, where these people or this AI company, OpenAI, can literally impersonate humans. Like I typed in, write a joke as Kevin Hart, and it gave me a joke as Kevin Hart, you know? So it's taking kind of our world and making technology more human-like. Which I guess is good, but it's kind of terrifying in a way. Like it's this weird in the middle dichotomy between like, I'm kind of excited to learn more, but also kind of terrified to learn more, you know?
Absolutely. And what is it, what's the impact look like for your job, for journalism? And then we'll go bigger scope. And how is this, like, how do you foresee this kind of taking over, just different ways that people are doing work, simplifying things. Do you feel like it's affecting that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of in the middle on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think for my job specifically, it makes it 10 times easier. Like we've been rebranding some stuff here at Center and we've been working on pumping out some good content for our peeps. But at the same time, it's, you know, that content, it takes a while to produce, but with ChatGPT, I was able to do it in an afternoon, you know? So I see the value there, but at the same time, like you could do that, you know, like you don't need me anymore. And that's a little terrifying. Like I said, it's weird to be in the middle between it's helping me, but it's also kind of, like I said, anybody could do it, you know? So, it's a great tool, I think, for content creation. But I will say that, kind of an overarching scope is that sometimes it produces some stuff that maybe isn't exactly kosher, right? It's not correct. So still having the ability to fact check the things that it puts out is an important piece of it. It is still, at the end of the day, technology, right? It's not actually a human. So it's going to have as much information as you give it, and then it's going to output whatever it feels is appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. So I see the pros and cons there, but on like a high level view, I see this in kind of multiple ways. You know, I mean, we can start with the pros and then move into the cons and you can kind of jump in whenever you feel necessary. But like I think about, so I came from teaching. I was in teaching for 5 years and I remember religiously telling my students, like, you cannot plagiarize. Like if you plagiarize, you will go to jail. You know, like it's just, you can't do it. And then here I am like sitting in front of ChatGPT and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to plagiarize. Like, and I'm kind of okay with it, you know? At the end of the day, like that's something that we preach to so many people that you can't do this. You shouldn't do this. Right. So that narrative is always in our brains that this is wrong. It's not something we should do because it's quote unquote too easy. Right. But, and I mean, if we go to the con side, the only problem with using, I think, ChatGPT, in my opinion, is that not only does it allow technology to impersonate humans, which is literally any cybersecurity attack that you're worried about, but it's also, it's kind of defacing the human need, if that makes sense, you know? So we don't need, I mean, the big question is, with these tools, are we even going to need humans anymore? Right. I mean, there's still to be somebody on the computer that's typing away saying, hey, write a joke as Chris D'Elia. But I mean, at the end of the day, you don't even need Chris D'Elia at that point. You just need the person to type that in and have a relative idea of who that comedian is. So it's, I don't know. I'm so in the middle on whether or not I think this is like a good thing for any industry or a bad thing for our industry. Cause I ultimately think technology has to do something good. Right. But I mean, that doesn't always mean what's used for good is always going to be used for good. So again, I'm so in the middle on it. I don't even know what to think. I'm excited about it though.
Like I said, ChatGPT is all over the news. We're super interested in this arms race. And maybe next time I can ask it to write a ransomware code. I guess I'll report back when those bits hit the fan.
When Bits Hit the Fan is hosted by James Schuler and Taylor Littlejohn and is produced by Emily Kirk. As a local IT services company, Center Technologies unites Texas hospitality with award-winning expertise. Businesses trust Center to eliminate IT headaches by being a champion for their vision and goals. We are a managed cloud and cybersecurity services provider known for delivering enterprise experience and personalized service with a local touch. Committed to customer satisfaction, we make sure that whatever the task, we do it right. To learn more about Center's passion for your IT experience, visit centertechnologies.com. See you next time.
There's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
What?
Oh, God. You not know that skit? That's a great skit.
Oh, man, I think I like it better knowing it's not a skit.